Trier Audio Guide, The Roman Amphitheatre. If you've ever dreamed of time travel, the Roman Amphitheatre in Trier is your golden ticket back to the 2nd century without the need for time machines or quantum conundrums. Located on the outskirts of the ancient Roman city of Augusta Treverorum, this amphitheatre could hold up to 20,000 spectators eager for entertainment. Now, picture this. You're an ordinary Roman citizen, but with an exceptionally stylish toga. And you've just heard there's a new show in town. We're not talking about just any show, but one where gladiators, who were the superstars of their era, battle for eternal glory and, well, their lives. As you make your way through the crowd, you think about the incredible piece of engineering beneath your feet. The Roman Amphitheatre of Trier wasn't just a place for bloodthirsty fights and high-octane theatrical dramas. It was also an architectural and engineering marvel. With a clever design, it included trapdoors and elevators, features that would make today's stage designers blush. It's said that wild animals and gladiators would pop up from the ground like toast in a Roman toaster, stunning the audience and probably their opponents too. A complex system of tunnels and lifts allowed for the surprise introduction of beasts and gladiators into the arena, creating dynamic and dramatic spectacles. The Romans mastered the art of stage manipulation to maximize the emotional impact on the audience. Gladiator fights were not just a sport, but a ritual laden with cultural and social meanings, where life and death danced on the edge of a sword. But it wasn't all blood and sand. The amphitheater was also the stage for public dramas, executions, and during holidays, the ancient version of free admission for all. Public executions were both a form of punishment and a means to entertain and sometimes to impart moral lessons to the population. If the walls of this stone colossus could talk, they would tell tales of thrill, terror, victory, and of course, the odd spectator who discovered that togas are not the best attire for European weather. The symbolism of the amphitheatre should not be underestimated. It was a manifestation of Roman power and civilization, a constant reminder to the citizens and conquered peoples about the strength and culture of the empire. The amphitheatre's ability to host a large number of spectators also reflected the importance and status of Trier within the empire. Over the centuries, the amphitheatre fell into disuse and was partially swallowed by the landscape, turning into a resource mine for local builders. It wasn't until the 18th and 19th centuries that the site was rediscovered and excavated, revealing the hidden grandeur that had been put to much less glamorous uses, such as gardening and farming. Today, the Trier Amphitheatre stands among the largest remnants of Roman glory in Germany, a place where you can stroll through the arena and feel history beneath your feet. You can even explore the underground crypts, where gladiators once awaited their turn to take the main stage, although now it's less likely you'll encounter a prowling lion, a relic of an era when entertainment was truly a matter of life or death. Trier Audio Guide.